Genie, bedtime. Bottle time.
You're going to bed so early, Master.
Yes. Yeah, I got a rough day tomorrow. Those Russian cosmonauts are coming in.
Ah, have a good sleep, Master. I am going out.
Going out? Where?
I have a date. Captain Healy is going to pick me up in front of the public library.
Now, wait a minute. We've been all through this before. You can't go out with Captain Healy. He's turning his wolf suit. He wants to marry you.
I know.
Yeah, well, they can't.
Why not? I am single.
Yeah, well, you've been single for 2,000 years.
Well, that is just it. I do not wish to be an old maid.
I can't let you do this to my best friend. He's only Red Omark I am. You used to sit in his tent and drink wine with him.
Well, I would not be going out with your best friend if I was married to his best friend.
Yes. Ginny, we've been through that, too.
Oh, there would be many advantages to being married to me, Master. For instance...
What are you trying to prove?
Well, this is the biggest advantage of all. When you are old, I will still look like this, and you will not have to chase young girls.
All right, Jeannie, I'm aware of the fringe benefits, but I'm not ready to get married yet.
Oh, very well. I've waited for 2,000 years. I suppose I can wait a while longer.
Well, sure you can. In the meantime, you won't go out with Captain Healy, right?
If it will make you happy. And if you promise not to go out with other girls.
Right. What do you mean, no other girls? I'm a bachelor. Of course
Goodbye,
I'll go out.
Master.
You got a deal.
In that case. Good night, Master.
If I did marry her, how'd I ever get in that bottle?
To help me find Jeannie. She vanished into thin air again.
Well, I don't know what I can do, Raj.
I see her once and it disappears. A woman just can't vanish into a puff of smoke.
Good women logic will get you nowhere.
Well, I'm telling you, I gotta find her. I'm going crazy. You see this? Look at that. Isn't that...
Hey, that's a lot of carrots.
I was gonna put it on her finger last night. But what does she do? She stands me up in front of the public library.
I want my advice, I forget.
I don't want your advice. I want Jeannie.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning,
sir.
General. The Russian cosmonauts are with Dr. Bellows now. They'll join us in a moment. And the State Department has invited Majors Pavzhnovsky and Tyomkin here as a gesture of goodwill. They'll be staying at my hotel for 2 days. You gentlemen will be their hosts and entertain them.
What type of entertainment would you suggest, sir?
Their stay will be brief, but we'd like them to leave impressed with the flavor and the majesty of our great country. So keep them away from the Watusi Festival and the strip joints.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Colonel. Captain Nelson, Captain Healy, Major Tyomkin, and Major Pavzhnovsky.
How do you do?
Privet.
Thank you.
Captain Healy and Captain Nelson will do everything to make your stay a pleasant one. Captain Healy, you'll be in charge of Major Pavzhnovsky. Captain Nelson, Major Tyomkin.
My pleasure, Major.
Mine, too.
I think it's about time for our tour around the base. Don't you think so, Dr. Bellows?
The newspaper photographers are waiting outside. Right this way.
The press has been swarming all the rest for an interview with you, Cosmonaut.
Captain, I'm a very direct person. From moment I see you, I say this cat is for me.
Oh, yes. Well, Major Tiomkin, I...
Sonia, Big Daddy.
I'm sorry I have to leave you alone tonight, Jeannie.
Oh, I understand. You have this Major Tiomkin to take care of.
Yes, yes, I certainly do.
I would only be in the way.
You might. We'll probably spend the evening discussing aerodynamics and playing chess.
Well, I will stay home and watch television. It is more fun than a flying carpet.
Good, good. To an evening of chess.
Master.
Yeah?
What does this Major Tiomkin look like?
You know, all eyebrows, heavy set, average Russian.
Something like this?
Yeah. Well, yes. He has a little more hair than that. He doesn't have a beard.
Does he look like this?
We're getting close, but his physique is a little different.
Like this?
Yeah, that's my life, all right. Jeannie, please, I can explain everything.
Well, there's nothing to explain. You have broken your promise.
I didn't break my promise. General Barclay broke my promise. He ordered me to take
play
out...
chess?
Huh? Oh,
which one of you will make the first move?
This is a letter from the State Department. Now, try to understand why I have to take out Sonia. Major Tiomkin.
Of course, Master. And please try to understand why I must go out with Captain Healy.
That's different.
Good night, Master.
You're being childish. Here, oh, wait. That's General Barclay. Please get back in the bottle after he's gone. Please.
Oh, very well. I would not want you in trouble.
Thanks. Now, if it's not General Barclay, I'm going to leave you in there until you cool off. I'll let you out in 2 or 3 days. Would you cut that out, huh?
Oh, hi, Raj. Ready for the hands across the sea bit?
Yeah.
You better grab a raincoat. Cocoa Beach is about to have some California weather.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy. I tell you, you sure you don't have Jeannie's phone number around here someplace? You know, on my way here, I even stopped by the library hoping she'd be there. I got a fight. I'm going right out of my mind.
Raj, you have a little black book with names from Abigail to Zelda. Forget about Jeannie.
I can't forget her. I'm going to find her if I have to spend the rest of my life standing in front of a public library.
Raj.
Well, you got the girl. You're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Why don't you come in? We'll have a drink.
Yes, Sonia. Thank you, gentlemen, for an interesting evening. Good night.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have to be running along, too.
What's the rush?
Well, I have to look in on this friend of mine. When I left this friend earlier in the evening, he was rather upset. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Captain Nelson. You have American cigarette?
American cigarette?
Oh, it's beautiful bottle.
It's my raincoat, but that's not my bottle.
It's very unusual.
You really like it?
Yours.
Oh, thank you. When will I show this to my friends in Russia? You Americans are very generous.
Well, I have to be going. I had to drop in at the library. I'm looking for a friend and...
Marvelous. I'm very sleepy myself. It's been such a long day.
Where's your bottle?
Stop kidding around. I know you're angry, but... Look, darling, I know you're angry at me. If you'll just come out, I'll explain everything. Darling, come out wherever you are,
Roger. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Nobody, darling?
Well, I was talking to myself. You know how it is.
You call yourself darling. I know you love you, but...
What are you doing here anyway?
Listen, I finally figured out where you might have Jeannie's number.
Forget it.
You remember when you used to write phone numbers on the wall beside the kitchen phone? Well, that's new wallpaper there. I think we could rip it all off.
I can't rip any wallpaper down. I lost a bottle.
A bottle?
A bottle.
That's funny. I found one tonight.
Huh? You what?
Yeah, it was about this high, right out of Antiquesville.
Yeah, that's it.
Out of my raincoat pocket.
Right. You're a lifesaver. Hand it over.
Too late. Sonia liked it, so I gave it to her.
You what?
Is there anything wrong with that?
Was there anything wrong with that? That bottle's in the hands of the Russians. Whoever had that bottle can rule the world.
Tonight is the memory I take back to Russia.
I won't forget tonight myself.
Evening, Major Tiomkin. I have tomorrow's itinerary here for you. Captain Nelson, you still here?
Yes. I was just leaving, sir.
But Captain Nelson, you've just come back.
Just come back? Where were you?
Sir, I had to look in on a sick friend. As a matter of fact, I'd better go and see how this friend of mine is doing right now.
Oh, please. We still have so much to talk about.
Well, no, I'd really better be running. This friend of mine could kick out quite fast.
But the evening is just beginning. My bottle. You're taking my bottle.
Well,
you took her bottle?
No, sir. Captain Healy gave it to her. It's really my bottle.
Oh, well, if it's yours, I consider it even more precious gift.
Oh,
well,
not exactly.
Give her back the bottle, Captain.
I can't, sir.
We'll buy you another one.
Sonia, I'd love to give you the bottle, but you see, it's an heirloom. It's been in the family for generations.
You do not come back to see Sonia. You come back for bottle.
No.
Well, if that's how Americans treat their guests, keep it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Give her back the bottle!
Yes, sir.
Our government would consider it an honor if you would keep the bottle.
It wouldn't. Believe me, it wouldn't. I'm not bottle back.
Captain Nelson, I'd like a word with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good night, Major.
The important thing is Sonia. Major.
Capitalist. They warned me about American vodka.
You are my new mistress, master. Or my new master, mistress.
Oh, it talks.
I am at your command. You may have anything you wish.
I wish I don't drink so much vodka. Who are you?
I am your genie. Whoever has the bottle commands me.
It's a practical joke.
It is true. I can grant you any wish.
Any wish. Make Captain Nelson kick General Barclay.
Oh, no, Master. You would not want to do that.
Can you do it?
Well, of course I can.
Do it.
Oh, forgive me, ex-master.
Yes, sir. Well, doctor, you can understand.
You kicked a general?
No, I didn't, sir. Well, I know it looked like I did, but I, you see this foot at the end of the leg. You see, I haven't been able to control it since I walked in space.
He did it.
I want you to give this man a complete examination tomorrow, and if there's nothing wrong with him, he's mine, all mine.
But, sir, I...
Good night, Captain.
Good night, sir. Doctor, I'm sure there's an explanation. Sonia,
wait
a minute, Sonia. Hey, let me in, huh?
I'll
tell you what, I'll give you
$100
for the bottle.
Sonia, you can do anything?
Anything.
Major. Oh, boy, are we in
business? Yes, thank you. What do you mean she's on her way to the airport? Major Champion wasn't scheduled to leave until tonight. Sergeant, why wasn't I informed about this change in plans? Huh? All right, never mind. Jeannie, wherever you are, if you can do any moonlighting, grant me this one last favor. Get me to the airport on time.
Sir?
Now, Captain, you and I are going to have a nice, long talk.
Could we talk a little later, sir? I'm on my way to the airport.
You're on your way to a court-martial. Unless I have your full cooperation. Now, let's start at the beginning. As you know, Captain, I've had you under observation for several months.
I'll only be an hour, sir. I'll be right back.
Today, you've had hallucinations, you've heard voices, and now you seem to have a bottle fetish. For all these things, you've had dubious explanations.
Half an hour?
But there is no explanation for striking a fellow officer.
No, I know that, sir.
That is the ultimate in irrational behavior.
I know that, sir. Bless you. Better watch that foot, Doctor.
Flight 439 to Berlin. Is it taking off yet?
There she goes.
The Russians have the bottle.
Roger, will you forget about Jeannie? I mean, just consider her gone. No, I mean really gone, for good. There's somebody at the door. I'll talk to you later. Yes, miss. Sonia?
Formerly Sonia Tiamkin, now Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross?
Yes, this bottle made me what I always wanted to be. Wealthy American.
Ah, I think I understand. Well, welcome aboard, Betsy. I can guess why you're here.
You have everything you want, and you want to return the bottle, right?
Yes, it's true. I have Villa on the Riviera, mansion in Beverly Hills, my chauffeurs waiting outside in my Rolls Royce. That's not everything I want.
Yeah, well, what else is there?
You.
Me?
I make a deal. You marry me, I give you bottle.
Marry you? Well, I can't marry you. I mean, I want Jeannie back desperately, but I'm afraid marriage is out of the question.
Too bad. You mean Battle could have had the world.
Yeah, please. May I say goodbye to Jeannie?
Why not? But no tricks.
All right, no tricks.
Oh, ex-master, darling, I thought I would never see you again.
I thought I'd never see you again either, Jeannie. There's so much I want to say.
Oh, there's so much I want to hear.
Betsy, Sonia... May I speak to Jeannie alone, please?
All right. But I keep Bottle here. Hurry it up. I want her to tell me who wins Daily Double at Hialeah tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to
miss you terribly, Jean.
Oh, and I'm going to miss you, Master.
I never realized just how much I'd miss you until this happened.
You would like me to stay?
Of course I... You mean you could?
If she frees me.
You heard what she said. She's not going to free you. And I can't marry her, Jean.
If you want to keep me, you must.
Sonia, I've changed my mind. If you haven't changed yours, I'll marry you.
Darling, I'm going to make you very happy.
Fly to Mexico. We'll be married before sunup.
Oh, wonderful.
And we can leave that there.
Anything you say, darling.
She finds out she married a phony Tony.
Oh, I hear that, Master, darling. As long as I have the real one.
Before becoming the second Darren Stevens, Dick Sargent appeared with Don Knotts in a movie called The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Up next, Sargent appears in a Bewitched episode that could be called The Ghost and Mrs. Stevens. Stay tuned for more right here on TV Land.